Well, the question of what happens now that Bolton has been fired is really the core issue. The fact that a group of Congress people are pushing an already existing policy that the Pentagon lists companies in China that are connected to the military is not unusual, certainly not from a Congress which is absolutely loaded with anti-China fanatics, against whom Trump has balanced certain policies, but he has never gone against his stated intention to treat Xi Jinping as a great leader and to eventually come to a deal. I think the main thing to note here is that within a few days, just before and just after the firing of John Bolton, Trump has stated that he is possibly willing to have a partial agreement with China rather than all or nothing, that he said he believes that Mr. Rouhani is ready to talk, which he, which Trump would like to do, that North Korea and both Kim Jong-un and Trump have both said we're ready for a meeting. So I think the potential that we're going to end the neocon fanaticism that has been holding Trump back from doing things he says he wishes to do, it could be ready to break with Bolton gone. I think it's going to depend greatly on us. The British and the neocon crowd here are on a incredible war path against China. The young teenage twerp from Hong Kong, Joshua Wong, is on a tour, first of Germany, and now he's in the United States. I think it's very instructive that in Germany, he met openly, not only with the German foreign minister, Heiko Maas, but also with the White Helmets. The White Helmets, who are known to be not only collaborators of terrorism, but themselves terrorists, deployed out of London, paid by London, and also some people in the U.S., to basically try to turn the Syria war into a war against Assad, against the government, which Trump has refused to do. He has really, although quietly, cooperated with the Russians to clear out the Al-Qaeda, ISIS networks, and is now potentially, as indicated by his willingness to talk with Rouhani, willing to come to some sort of an agreement on Syria, which could even be a broader agreement on the Mideast as a whole. We'll see. It's a very propitious moment, one in which the LaRouche movement is mobilizing international support for bringing the world's nations together around the space program, a collaboration in space and the real frontiers of human knowledge, and against this anti-growth, greeny, Green New Deal and Extinction Rebellion insanity, which is trying to brainwash especially our children into accepting the idea that progress is polluting the earth and that we must stop carbon and stop progress altogether. The economic fight and the fight strategically to end the confrontations and bring the world together are one and the same. And this is where the LaRouche movement is going to be totally focused as we have this opening within the United States with the finally the ending of Bolton's lunacy.